I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo are once again gaining ground. We'll explore how Christian broadcasters are bringing hope into that country. Then later, we'll learn how a discipleship program is helping to shore up the faith of Muslim background believers. It's a story you won't want to miss. But first, the peace talks were a bust. M23 rebels seized a strategic mining hub in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, defying calls for an immediate ceasefire. Rebels also took control of a road linking four provinces, cutting off the army's positions. At least 7,000 people have been killed and hundreds of thousands uprooted from their homes since January. Eji Banyawayaga says Transworld Radio is active on the air.
We try to give hope to the people that even when they are going through those difficulties, God has not forsaken them. God still cares for them. Apart from giving them hope, we are also doing advocacy for them so that the international community may come to their rescue.
Burundi has taken in the lion's share of refugees. Nearly 66,000 Congolese people have crossed the border to date.
We have a small country with a very limited resources like water, food, fuel, and then you add thousands of fleeing from DR Congo. It's not going to be easy.
TWR programs offer refugees a place of peace amid tribulation. Pray that TWR receives the support it needs to keep these programs going.
Pray that the war ends very quickly. And then we pray for protection for the refugees. It's the rainy season when you are running away and there is rain. There is no solid shelter. It's a big problem.
Next, while many Christians may express concerns with the world becoming more secular, in a recent conversation with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Sundarkar Mathithoka is praying for India to embrace secularism in the face of anti-conversion laws.
We pray for India to become an example in maintaining the spirit of secularism, which in India means all religions are respected equally.
There are anti-conversion laws that don't allow religious symbols in educational institutions run by Christians, or that don't allow nuns and priests in these institutions to wear religious garments.
They say even if you preach about hell, you are intimidating them. Or if you give a very good description of heaven, you are alluring them.
These anti-conversion laws have resulted in persecution against Christians who are falsely accused of bribing, coercing, or alluring, and in some cases are physically attacked.
But there is a pushback because the Constitution very clearly says that India is a secular country. We pray in all those places where discussions take place and decisions are made, there might be the spirit of justice.
And finally, Cubs to Lions is a discipleship program for Muslim background believers. George Hosni with Horizons International says it was born out of pain.
For seeing a lot of Muslims receive Christ, but they don't last long. Within a year, 2 years, even up to 10 years, they withdraw and they backslide and go into the world or return to Islam.
Central to the discipleship program is a week-long training conference.
In 1 week, what can you do? What I can do is basically explaining to them what it means to be a Christian, and the Christian lifestyle, Christian disciplines, and Christian worldview.
If Muslim background believers can grasp the gospel at conversion, why do so many of them fall away? Hosni says it has to do with Christians' approach to evangelism. Often we proclaim the gospel with an emphasis on grace and freedom found in Christ. And while this is accurate theology, oversimplifying it can be problematic for Muslims.
The impression they get is that, oh, I'm free from all these restraints and requirements that God has put on me. And so they don't go to church, they don't read the Bible, they don't even pray.
For mature believers, here lies the starting point of discipleship ministry.
Those things need to be taught, but also modeled.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.